voting, so in the interest of time, we will go ahead and open the floor for public comments and hear what y'all have to say. Make sure we record that for the other members, and hopefully our clerk will show up shortly. So I'll open the floor for public comment. Who'd like to begin? Who's here for the cell tower, first of all? Several of you, okay. Any other issues then that we'd like to address then? Or?
Watershed.
One, and so you, ma'am, and you, are you on another issue, or are you just with
her?
Moral support, okay. For us or men? Okay. And you, ma'am?
I'm just here to find out what happens with the cell tower.
Okay.
I'm here for a property owner.
Okay. So,
Steve asked me if they would start by stating their name, and then each one will have 3 to 5 minutes to state their comment.
There's also a public comment period at the end of the meeting. So
yes.
If you don't wish to provide comments at the beginning, you have another opportunity at the end.
Can we ask a question, not just comment?
The board is not required to answer or respond to comments or questions. They're here to listen to them and take them into account. So you may or may not get an answer.
Okay, so we want to start with the watershed then, since there's appears to be more people. So if you would just...
I'd like to make a motion that we move the telecommunications tower application and variance request up to old business, since we have so many people here that are here for that reason.
Okay. Can we do that?
We can't until we have a quorum, but we can't have public comment.
We can have public comment, so we can open with the public. Okay, so we'll start then with the cell tower project and open the floor for public comment. We generally ask speakers to limit to 3 minutes. We're fairly liberal on that, particularly given that we're waiting on someone. So I'll just open the floor for anyone who wants to.
Can you tell me where, I don't know anything about it, where is it going to be located? Where is the planning for the cell tower to be located?
The cell tower is proposed on Rich Mountain, between Greenville Highway and Rich Mountain Road.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell us what variances they're applying for?
They are located within a half mile of another cell tower, and they are not 100 feet in elevation below a protected mountain ridge. However, at this meeting, the planning board will be hearing and determining whether the application meets the requirements of the ordinance, and the variances have to be determined by the Board of Commissioners. And so they will receive the information, but they will not determine the variance tonight.
Okay. All right, public comment. Who wants to start us off? If you would, just make sure you state your name for our report.
Mark Cooley. I'm in the view shed of the proposed tower. I followed the protected mountain ridge ordinance real carefully, and I mean, it's just been approved in the last month or so, and we've already got a variance request, so I would urge this board to try to stick to their guns on an ordinance you just spent a lot of time on. That ridge is already dotted up pretty good with towers, and it'd be good as those things are retired that they replace and start adhering to the ridge protection ordinance. But on the other hand, I support getting better coverage, especially in the Cedar Mountain area, which Bob Timmy can attest to, I'm sure.
We have a good Friday night's TV
signal.
So maybe backpacking the thing down the ridge towards Cedar Mountain might get it off the ridge a little bit. Might work. I'd also encourage, I don't know, I know they use the same technology, but I'd also encourage, I know this is U.S. Cellular, but encourage them to include Verizon users, since the vast majority of the folks in this county are Verizon users. I don't know whether that's the intent. But. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I would like to make one of the petition and vote somehow. And we do meet. We are 100 feet off the ridge line. So we are, we made a point to be that.
That's not the way the ordinance reads. It says you have to be 100 feet in elevation below the ridge line, not 100 feet linearly from the ridge line. There's a big difference.
There is a big difference. Now, I've misinterpreted that. Yeah. We all follow the 100 feet.
So, you can read the ordinance. Otherwise, why would you have a mountain ridge protection ordinance if you only have to be 100 feet?
Right.
If it's flat on the ridge, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, other comments with regard to the cell tower variance? Okay.
I am against the cell tower.
You want to say your name, please?
My name is Nancy Sterling.
Nancy, okay, thanks.
I'm against the cell tower because of the fact that I just think that it's and the fact that they're putting one cell tower there will not service enough people, so that it will have to be triangulated. That means that there's going to have to be more cell towers in order to help service that tower. A normal tree is 40 to 50 feet high, and if they want to put the cell tower at 150 feet, it's going to be too obvious for the people in the area, whether it's on the ridge or whether it's in Cedar Mountain. I just think that besides aesthetically, there are too many hazards that could be with this. Those cell towers have been known to catch on fire, and within the drought that we had, that could be disastrous for us. They've had cell towers that have collapsed, which is not a very amicable situation to be in. There's been people that have tried to steal the copper that's in the base of the towers. There's just too many issues that could go wrong with this situation. We have the capabilities of having smaller cell towers, small cells, because we have fiber that goes up there already. And I think that we have so many beautiful natural resources here. One is our mountains. If the leaves fall and we see these big towers there, it's just not attractive to us. And the other is our people. I think our people need to have a good system there. At the cell tower level that we can get with that, you're not going to get a good system. It can't support somebody's business, and it only supports to certain areas. So I really think that we have to take a look at that, because one of our biggest resources as far as finance is tourism. And having those cell towers there does not show that we respect our people and our natural resources as far as our beautiful mountains.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else on this?
Yes, sir. Hi. My name is Huxley Coulter. My parents own property on Fire Tower Road, the proposed site for this permitted structure. My parents pass, I will inherit along with my brother Johnson. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you all tonight and y'all's service to the community. I'm not well versed in these procedures and ordinances. I've been done a crash course over the last day, really. And I looked at the permit application yesterday, and I've been looking over the telecommunications tower ordinance for Transylvania County as well. I appreciate the forethought that went into this ordinance, and I'm seeing that on section 19 of that ordinance, it describes variances. And as I understand it, this request or this permit application regards a variance to what this ordinance would otherwise be. So it's an unusual situation that is being asked of you all to permit this. And the first criteria is whether this causes extraordinary economic hardship. And I believe that when I looked at the application for this permit, that is sort of that's their strongest suit. That's what they're saying is the main reason for this variance. In addition to, they've sought other towers to co-locate their antenna array on. So what I'm really pleased to find in the ordinance is section 21, and I'll briefly read it. Retention of expert assistance. The county may retain a consultant and or expert necessary to assist the county review and evaluate the application for a proposed tower, co-location, or modification. The county may also request expert assistance for other issues such as economic development impacts, residential values, noise mitigation, view shed protection, etc., in order to ensure the general health, safety, and welfare of the public. The cost of the expert assistant shall be consistent with state laws and will be paid by the applicant. I think that's a really wonderful provision that's put in this ordinance, and it helps protect you all. I'm not sure how many of you are well-versed or familiar with cell towers and all these legal constraints and laws. So it's my respectful request that you all retain a consultant to evaluate this proposed tower. In particular, I would encourage the hired consultant. I'm curious about the area in which the applicant searched other towers, and how broad of area was searched. I know there's another tower between 2 and 2.5 miles to the west, approximate west, on Ridge Mountain Road that is already there, that may be available for co-location. I'm not sure which tower that is. So I appreciate your time and your service to us, and thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else with regard to the cell tower?
Can I ask one more question?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Is there a time reference that this has to be determined by?
I don't know.
120 days is something like that? You know?
That is, if planning board does nothing, it's less than that. If planning board does not approve it within 30 days, then they are deemed to have approved it.
And where
so their inaction is an action.
Where are we now on that country?
29, well, it's the 20th, and it was submitted on the 28th of August. So that's why we were hoping to have a forum.
Okay. There you go. Okay.
Yeah. I forgot one other thing.
Sure.
I wanted to add Huxley Coulter again. I would respectfully request that this decision be a continuance be decided tonight, not be made tonight, so that there's time that this could be revisited at the next meeting a month from now, so that there could be a consultant that could review the process for you all and report to you all with that information, so that you all can make a more informed decision. That would be my request.
Okay, thank you guys. All right, other public comment on the cell tower?
Have one
Okay.
I'm sorry. And I do appreciate all that you're doing, because you have spent a lot of time. This board has spent a lot of time.
Well, I will just say on behalf of the board, we appreciate the community coming to these things and giving us the input, because it helps us to hear your perspectives on these things. And, we have disagreements and different viewpoints, and it really helps us, gives us good input that we can discuss when we decide, what we're going to do in terms of action. And a lot of times things come up that maybe we might not think about. So I appreciate y'all being good citizens and coming here and taking the time to voice your opinions and give us that input, because it helps us in terms of decision making. So thank you for that. So
my other question is, one of my big concerns is that we're setting precedents here, that if we allow this hour to go up, that typically in other communities, if the tower goes up, it's put up by the cell tower company, and then leased out to AT&T, Verizon, whatever, different companies. If that company says, I can't service these people, I need another cell tower. This is a situation that other communities are coming up with, and because they set a precedent in allowing this one cell tower to go up, they have to, from the FCC, requires them to be able to at least consider, and very often their consideration has to go through. How does this community feel about it, or have they recognized that there's a possibility that it could happen?
Yeah, so that what could happen?
That we could be forced to put other cell towers up in relative areas so that it could service the...
You want to address that, George? I mean, I don't think we're bound by any precedent, or don't we consider each variance on its own merits? And
we have not had a variance request for a cell tower since I've been here. So, because the county commissioners will be holding a public hearing and considering the variance, it is above the role of planning for other ordinances. When we have variance requests on a regular basis, we review the ordinance to see, is something needing to change to meet the needs of the residents.
Okay. I see another question there.
Okay. We're feeding off each other.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear. Did I hear correctly that if no decision is made tonight, that is after 30 days, that is interpreted as an approval of?
However, because of the variance requirement, it still has to go to the county commissioners.
So if it's denied at the commission as well, then it would be denied.
All we really do is recommend to them.
Or the planning board acts as an advisory board to the county commissioners. When every piece of the ordinance is followed, because it has been approved by the county commissioners, if every piece of the ordinance is followed verbatim, then the telecommunication tower ordinance is such that the planning board has to approve it. If it meets the requirements of the ordinance, the planning board has to approve it. This one, because of the nature of the location, it has to go to the county commissioners for final approval or denial. And because of the location in close proximity to existing towers.
I have a question. Because we're not in a full forum, I don't think I should be speaking, right? I know. I would hear. Because I'm the petition. I can address
concerns. I think you can address some concerns, and the planning board can hear them, and the community can hear them. But no action will be allowed by the planning board because there is no quorum.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I can, we can move forward with the understanding that there's no action, and we can discuss it, but no action will be taken.
Okay.
And based on everyone's questions, it seems like that may be the route to go.
Yeah, it might be.
For both the watershed protection ordinance and the telecommunication power ordinance. I was hoping to find Lauren's phone number in my phone and text him to see if he was stuck in traffic. But
I would mind addressing a few of the concerns.
Prior?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. As far as the aesthetics, we all know there are cell towers are. They're just, they are where they are, they're everywhere. So it's part of future growth of any community is communication. I know from experience that when I'm driving around Highway 276, there's no coverage. And I was walking up that mountain to get to this site, the one that took the long route, there's no service. And I ran across a couple people on bikes, traveling and trailing, and so my thought process, not an argument, but a process, is if someone were to hurt themselves, or, you know, those roads around that mountain are very curvy, if someone were to get in an accident, they would die, because there's no phone service, there's no EMS, there's no fire department, they can't be reached. And to me, that's dangerous, and I think this particular tower will service three carriers, four total. Verizon will. There are other companies looking to get out of the tower already. You know, that's a possibility. And so, in this, well, there is a tower that is there already, and it's been there for 20 odd years. We are going right next to it. So when the mention of view sheds, you know, again, I send people out to do photosens. We have them to show a few of them. There's only two locations. I mean, talking to you back, but there's two locations where you can actually see the town. Literally two. Well, you just, there aren't any really observational points. There's only two. That's it. And I don't know if you're really in that view shed or you know, it's very difficult. See this tower. What they did, to explain, what they did is they fly a balloon 150 feet up and they take pictures of it in different locations. And Joy did tell me that there was a subdivision that may have a new shed, and we took that picture from that subdivision. So it really is a very limited view shed. I'm almost amazed how they
that's just not true.
You don't think?
No, that's not true.
Okay, maybe because there's, I don't know the area.
There's a picture I took on the way here from the end of my driveway.
Okay, well, that's, I know that road.
Out like a sore thumb.
No, that I know that road. There are.
And you can see them from town, too.
Can you?
Yep.
And especially when the leaves fall.
Yeah.
It's ugly.
Well, I don't know. I think they're rather beautiful.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know.
But,
I didn't mean that. Right. I was out there, but I was looking. I was like, I'm going to give you. I'm trying to mislead.
Yeah.
I don't want to be doing that. But when I'm driving and looking, I'm looking at big, everyone can see the 1500 or something. That's bad. But those smaller ones are just, they're not, they don't stand out like a sled. They kind of hide within the tree line because they're not that tall. The one tower is 143 feet. And
this one is 160.
Well, only to accommodate the other folks. I mean, we can go 120, but we want to be able to even if you're going to do it.
I don't think that small amount of difference is going to make.
Well, it's 30 feet, but the treetops, those trees, I guess, were, you know, they're 60, 70 feet up there.
So,
and I think, I guess the most important part is, you know, this is a small group of people. There's a larger community out there that I think would enjoy to have the service. I really do. And now there's...
I'm not arguing against having service. I'm arguing about sticking it on top of the mountain. Instead of off the ridge, because their mountain ridge line protection ordinance that they just passed was intended to do.
Right. To get the full, both sides of the mountain, in order to accommodate, I mean, you have to...
Yeah. Well, maybe you've got to put up two towers.
I appreciate what you're saying, Art, and I want to kind of, I think we're talking about different things in a way. Whether we want service in the community, yeah, that's not what we're talking about. But the issue is whether this permit application meets the variance for the telecommunications ordinance.
Well, as far as existing structures, the ones that are up there where we need to be, I know the tower you talked about, 2.5 miles is too far away. Even your experts will know that. Because I've worked with third-party people before, and they understand that, what we have to work with. I mean, we have a certain parameter that we need to be following. It was a very small circle on a map, and that's our general area to put the signal out.
Yeah.
And as far as existing structures, there's not a tower up there right now, except the 1,500-foot one. That can support any equipment whatsoever.
Right. I've read the permit, and so I really encourage you all to carefully look at the permit.
Take a moment and put it in context of the county.
Yeah.
Countywide, the county commissioners adopted the 2025 comprehensive plan in 2017. Under Goal 1, Objective 2, which is up on the screen, Objective 2 is to initiate efforts to maintain and enhance infrastructure in order to improve our unique quality of place. And Action Step H under that is to advocate for actively identify locations, funding, and necessary partners to increase broadband coverage, speed, and reliability throughout the county.
We're not talking about broadband here. We're talking about cell phone coverage. That's a big difference.
No, it's...
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Of course, yeah. I don't mean to argue with that. But that's what I do know.
It's
LTE broadband.
I know what it is. That's not what that is intended to say. That's talking about internet connectivity.
But you can get the internet through your phone.
In their strategic plan that the county commissioners adopted in 2016, Strategy 1B says plan, advocate, and provide for infrastructure to support economic development and make the community a desirable place to live and work. In this day and age, cell phone coverage and internet are pieces of infrastructure to support the economy.
Do we not have fiber optic that goes up there? I know up in Thomas Peoples they have fiber optic.
There is a big push for the last mile. You may have heard of this. It is the last mile between where it is and where it is needed that is the hardest to construct. And so Conesty is not all the way into the heart of Cedar Mountain. And I don't know for sure whether there is fiber all the way up there, but I don't believe there is.
In Cedar Mountain or Conesty Peoples?
In Cedar Mountain.
So, I mean, we're talking about, what's each contract going for, 25 years?
35.
30?
10, and then 5 years. 5 to 35.
So
he had a different setup than most.
So, I mean, that many years of having service, it may not be as fast as fiber optic. I mean,
may I address that?
I think, yes, please.
Okay. We're actually going to be using a microwave hop, so we're going to shoot from an existing tower. We're going to shoot fiber to that tower, so it will be LTE, which is, in essence, not... there's a difference in, you will be able to use internet fast.
Yeah, it's not 5G, it's LTE.
Will we become 5G?
Oh, so why don't you use small cells?
Well, the terrain here is pretty difficult to use small cells.
It's difficult for the larger cells also. I mean, it doesn't get down into business. So how many people do you feel like you're going to service with this one tower?
Probably a 7-mile radius.
Which is how many people do you anticipate?
However many. I mean, we want to cover as few as possible.
The Cedar Mountain community estimates that they have about 2,000 people in a slot, an area that is similar to the proposed coverage area for the tower. Not exact, but the proposed tower coverage would cover a large portion of the Cedar Mountain community.
So aesthetically, we have more than 2,000 people that will have to look at this and deal with this. And for me, it personally, I don't feel that financially it could enhance the whole of Brevard and Cedar Mountain and that whole area enough to not consider other systems.
Okay. Well, I think we've met our time for that. Unfortunately, we can't really take any action on this since we don't have a quorum. We do have everyone's comments on the record, and we appreciate your input on that. And thanks for coming, and thank you for being able to address some of these
things. All my guests.
Steve,
yeah.
Thank you.
We also received phone calls and a letter that would like to be put into the minutes. The Ross and Rita Lynch, who live adjacent to the tower, support the tower. And after living below the Fox Tower, they no longer notice it. And they would be happy to have another tower. Tom Osteen and Sherwood Forest would like cell phone service.
Yeah.
Jack Plunker in Sequoia Woods was very interested in knowing whether his home would have cell phone service. And based on the maps provided by the applicant, it would provide coverage for Sequoia Woods, and he's very hopeful to have cell phone coverage. In addition, we received a letter Clinton and Melinda Coulter sent this to us electronically because they were unable to attend the meeting. So they asked that we read it aloud for planning board to consider. Please consider this email as our request for a delay of the vote scheduled for September 20th related to the Transylvania County new telecommunication tower permit proposed for Tower Road on parcel 9504-10-6828-001. As owners of adjoining property, which is located on Fire Tower Road, we have had insufficient time since the receipt of the September 4th notice to assess the situation, do research, and seek legal counsel. Yet the applicant has had numerous months to develop their proposal. A one-month delay does not seem unreasonable considering the potential impact of this tower to our community. Please read this into the official records for the public hearing. As new property owners in the Brevard area, we are pleased that Transylvania County has, as their purpose of promulgated regulations to promote the safe and efficient integration of facilities necessary for the provision of advanced wireless telecommunication tower service throughout the community and to help ensure the ready availability of reliable wireless service to the public government agencies and first responders with the intention of furthering the public safety and general welfare. We strongly support that purpose and the work by the staff of the Planning and Community Development Department. The following are examples of questions and concerns that we have related to this proposed development and need additional time to research. Since several towers already exist on Fire Tower Road, as well as within several miles of the proposed site off Ridge Mountain Road, why construct a new tower within such close range of existing towers that could possibly be modified to accommodate the need? Question mark. Two, has the applicant sufficiently proven to each board member, county staff, and the citizens that no other alternatives, including co-location with an existing tower, were feasible? Co-locating with an existing tower or modifying an existing tower to meet the need proposed for the new tower would be less costly than constructing a completely new tower on Fire Tower Road. Is that is a question. It has a question mark after it. Has the applicant sufficiently proven to each board member, county staff, and other citizens that the use of existing towers causes them an extraordinary economic hardship? We are not convinced that this standard has been met. In addition, has the NEPA assessment been provided in order to assure the board, the county, and the public that no environmental regulations will be violated in the construction and operation of a proposed tower of this nature? Five, how will another tower this geographically close to numerous others better serve the wireless community? Six, has an outside consultant been asked to review the application to verify it independently? 7. Data supports that the existence of cell towers lowers property values in an area. If property values recline because of this new construction, tax revenue for the county may be negatively impacted by the construction of a potentially unnecessary tower. Conversely, if the existing towers are maximized, this negative impact would be avoided. 8. What are the immediate needs and long-term needs for a 150 monopole tower identified in the application for the Fire Tower Road, since this is not explained in the September 4th letter? After 9, are there provisions in the proposal to have the property owner and or contractors accessing the monopole to pay for road maintenance on Ridge Mountain Road and Fire Tower Road, including but not limited to assessment, construction, operation, maintenance, and other repairs? D, to access monopole only during normal business hours on typical business weeks as defined by U.S. Department of Labor for Brevard, North Carolina. And C, to provide compensation for all damage incurred during normal or special use of Ridge Mountain Road and Fire Tower Road. 10. What is the status of the cell tower moratorium discussed in 2014? As the board considers this permit, we sincerely request a one-month delay so that the answers to these questions can be obtained, and staff is able to assure the board member and citizens that this tower is the only alternative available to meeting the needs identified, and that there will not be any negative economic or environmental impact to the adjacent property owners, as well as any additional costs incurred by the county or property owners to all roads leading in and out of the proposed new monopole site. So, there were a lot of questions in there. There are several towers that exist up on Ridge Mountain off of Fire Tower Road. After speaking with Michael Doran and others, and including EMS, there is a emergency services tower, there is a state police tower, there is a Duke Energy tower, and there are a couple other smaller towers. None of those are cell towers. And as Mr. Doran shared, none of them have the capacity, the strength, to safely hold another apparatus for cell service. The one that is within a half mile that could hold additional equipment is the Fox News Tower, which is over 2,000 feet in height. And as you saw in the application packet that Mr. Doran provided for you, the cost of co-locating to that tower is very large. And he has shared that it's cheaper to build a new tower than to co-locate at that site.
I didn't know that was 2,000 feet. I thought it was 1532.
I was going based on Mark Burrow's recollection when we discussed it. But the picture that you have is 1532.
Okay. Is it public record what the Fox Tower rates would be?
I would think so.
No. So it's being trusted that whatever the information that was given was. We went to the guys at Fox.
They are negotiated. It is a private negotiation between the cell tower and the owner of the tower.
So we don't know what Fox's offer was to rent space on that tower for these cell antennas.
If I may add to that topic about the tower, I was so excited to get on this tower. I said, we got a survey done.
Sure.
We would love to. In a minute. We got a survey done. We were all set to go. We came back with some exorbitant rent. We tried to talk to them. They said, you don't want it? No.
Mm-hmm. Like Fox, they're tough.
Well,
they're really tough.
It was a business decision. And seriously, you have no idea how much that would make my job easier.
Yeah.
And,
faster shop.
Speed of market.
Yeah.
And I negotiated for about a month and a half, and it wouldn't come off.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little more of that story where that head guy used to drink in part of bar in Springfield, Illinois. So, I mean, I had kind of a deal. And I'm not making light of it, but that's true. And I thought, we'll get the deal done.
All right. Well, I was just told we have not heard from our fourth member. We assumed we were going to have a quorum tonight. We don't, unfortunately. Therefore, we don't really have an official meeting or official minutes. We do have the record of the input that we got here. But given that we can't really take any action because of the lack of a quorum, I'd entertain a motion to just adjourn given that situation.
Can I ask one more question on the 30 days? We can't really apply for another month, can we?
I believe it's 30 days for a complete application. We don't have a complete.
That's true. The cell tower companies often request approval prior to having a complete NEPA document due to the length of time. And so it is general practice to request approval contingent upon staff receiving a NEPA document that clearly shows no adverse impact to the environment. So they were requesting approval with the understanding that the NEPA document would be coming. And so the 30 days starts from a complete application, but they can request consideration prior to a complete application. To ensure that they're moving along in their process. Like I say, the telecommunication tower ordinance is one that if all of the requirements are met, then it is approved. And so this process has moved forward without the NEPA document, with the understanding that it would be coming.
And it's due, I think, on November 11th. They're already in process.
So what if we do adjourn, what will be the next steps for the watershed?
For the watershed ordinance, the planning board was going to review sections and discuss sections to finalize the watershed protection ordinance. Without a quorum, the planning board is unable to finalize the watershed protection ordinance and would have to revisit it in October.
Okay, so we'll come back and you'll just get an answer. Can I just ask you to think about putting something about stronger language about lead from the lovely police chief's shooting range that might go in?
I am happy to share that with planning board when there's a full form and the planning board members who are here tonight. Do you have any questions about her request?
No. I think that anybody who drinks the water in Brevard, if it went to a vote, Brevard would shoot it down, you know, having that. So I think you need to make it much stronger.
One of the board members I just wanted you to know is running for school board, and there's a big forum going on over at the library tonight, and he's there, otherwise he could definitely be here.
So the watershed ordinance will be reviewed by the planning board. It's a regular meeting next month.
Next week.
It's also open to the public. There will also be public comment sections.
Mm-hmm.
The agenda and time and location is all on our website at transylvaniacounty.org under the planning department, under the planning board. So please feel free to, if you want to talk about the watershed ordinance again, come back for that next month's meeting.
Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you.
So do we have a motion?
We can't make a motion.
Oh, we can't even vote. We can't even vote to adjourn.
You've never convened.
We were never here.
Never.
Thank you all.
Thank you for coming, Melvin.
Oh, my God.